Super Tuesday is over, but it's merely one chapter in the long saga of the 2016 election. Governor Deal uses the Bible to bash religious freedom legislation, and a former member of Congress could be making a comeback. These are just some of the developments from the week in politics we'll talk about now with GPB's Bill Nygut. Bill, good morning.
Hi, Bradley.
So Donald Trump won the GOP primary in Georgia. He won almost every county, but Marco Rubio won the most votes in Fulton, DeKalb, Cobb, and Clark. What does that tell us about the wider race as it's playing out?
Well, right, you know, it's interesting you ask that because we had the state director of the Trump campaign on Political Rewind on Wednesday, and he said that Trump lost the counties where more moderate Republicans were voting. Now, that's fascinating because the campaign is going to turn towards states that are presumably more moderate: Illinois, Ohio, Pennsylvania. You know, these are states where you might find more moderate Republican voters. And the question is, are they not going to vote for Trump? I thought that was a telling admission for the director to make. I'm not sure Donald Trump himself would agree with that assessment.
Well, as we move on to these other contests, we're starting to see a lot of talk about stopping Donald Trump, even talk about splits and a civil war within the Republican Party. How are we seeing that shake out here in Georgia among the various political figures here?
Well, we're not. I mean, this week, Nathan Deal, in a news conference, said he was going to remain on the sidelines. He wasn't going to get involved in the competition to see. He wasn't going to throw his weight to any one candidate. And he said he'll support the nominee. Mitt Romney yesterday tried to stake a claim to helping the establishment party turn against Trump. But it's all going to come down to March 15th in Ohio and Florida. If Trump wins those two states, he's on a path to win without challenge at the convention.
Well, you mentioned Governor Deal. He made a pretty strident statement yesterday against this religious freedom bill passed the Senate last month and is making its way through the House, and cited the Bible in doing so.
Yeah, he's kept his powder dry in this one for a while now, although he gave some indications that he wanted to help negotiate. Yesterday, he went much further and made it clear that the people like Senator Greg Kirk with his First Amendment Defense Act are probably going to have a hard time getting him to sign legislation that would have what some people think are far too aggressive efforts to allow people to discriminate against gays, lesbians, and others.
So what's going to happen? Is there going to be some kind of compromise, or, you know, we're coming down to the wire here in the session? Is it just going to die?
It's conceivable that it will just die. We had the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Wendell Willard, on Lawmakers not long ago, and we sort of kidded with him that if there's going to be a conference committee between the House and Senate to decide on the more extreme forms of this bill, maybe the chairman wouldn't call that committee until about 8 o'clock at night on day 40, which means he'll try to run out the clock.
Well, something that died last week that didn't make it to the floor was an effort to expand transit in Atlanta. But supporters of that are back with a new approach that might be able to get it through.
Yeah, instead of looking at the whole region, they're going to look at just the city of Atlanta and DeKalb, where obviously MARTA is already in place and the voters have supported it in the past. I think they almost have to do that to keep the momentum going. Remember that Robbie Ashe, the chairman of the MARTA board, he really said a year ago, we're going to have an $8 billion expansion. Well, he failed in his efforts in the legislature, but he has to do something to keep the momentum alive, and this is a way to do that.
Well, speaking of comebacks, there's word this week that former Congressman Paul Brown could be considering running for Congress again, challenging 9th District Congressman Doug Collins in the Republican primary. And this is a race, we should say, Collins already has a couple of primary challengers.
Yeah, I mean, Paul Brown clearly is a guy who likes being in public office. He's so very, very conservative. He probably feels that the time is really more right than ever for him because he looks at the national scene and sees how far to the right Republicans running for president have gone. So he probably thinks this is another moment for him.
Is there anything in particular, though, about Doug Collins that has conservatives up in arms, and that's why he's got these primary challengers already?
Well, I think that we're seeing this purity test where if you don't move as far to the right as as people want you to go, you're going to get challenged. We're going to see that happening more and more, I think, in the Republican Party in the months ahead.
That's GPB's Bill Nigut. You'll hear more about these topics this afternoon at 3 on Political Rewind. Bill, thanks so much.
Thanks.